Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Leadership in North Korea has made an unexpected announcement. We get that story now from Mike Gracia.
North Korea says it is ending nuclear and long-range missile testing and will focus instead on improving its economy. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency says the suspension of nuclear and ICBM tests has gone into effect this weekend, and it is closing its nuclear test site. The decisions were approved in a meeting of the ruling party's full central committee, which had convened to discuss a new stage of policies. The announcement came just days ahead of an expected rare meeting at the border between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. I'm Mike Rossia.
And in a message on Twitter, President Trump said big progress looking forward to our summit, which should come in the next few weeks. A high school student in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida shot and wounded a classmate. The same day, thousands of students across the country walked out of class to mark a high school massacre nearly two decades ago in the U.S. state of Colorado. The local sheriff's department in Ocala, Florida, said the suspected Friday shooter is in custody. On February 14th, 17 people died during a massacre at another Florida school. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has appealed for calm after an outbreak of violent demonstrations in the Northwest Province, where crowds have been protesting against poor public services, demanding the resignation of the local government leader. Ramaphosa, who replaced Jacob Zuma as president in February, has staked his reputation on rooting out the corruption and mismanagement associated with Zuma's plagued years in power. He promised more meetings with the community. This is VOA News. A Reuters source says some rebels from the Damascus suburbs will be evacuated to eastern Syria as President Bashar al-Assad accelerates efforts on the remaining holdouts. We get more now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo.
A Reuters source familiar with negotiations between the insurgents and government said some fighters will be transported out. Some will go to eastern Syria, where Islamic State still holds some territory, and others to rebel enclaves in the northwest. One thing that is clear, those missile and airstrikes by Britain, France, and the United States against Assad last Saturday have had no effect in stopping him from accelerating efforts against the last rebel holdouts. Meanwhile, the international inspectors sent to investigate the suspected chemical attack that triggered the Western counterstrike are still yet to reach the site.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo reporting. In a series of candid conversations, President Trump told former FBI Director James Comey he had serious concerns about the judgment of a top advisor, asked about the possibility of jailing journalists, and described a boast from Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russian prostitutes. The information came from Comey's notes and talks obtained by the Associated Press. Eric Tucker is with the Associated Press.
I would say the memos are very significant for pulling back the curtain on a difficult, kind of troubled relationship that Donald Trump and Jim Comey had for months before his firing. One of the big mysteries, one of the big issues that is being pursued is why exactly was Jim Comey fired? So I think the public, the country, the world is really interested in as many details as we can get about what went on in those interactions that led the president to dismiss Jim Comey as his FBI director.
The Comey documents, memos, have been eagerly anticipated since their existence was revealed last year, especially since Comey's interactions with Mr. Trump are a critical part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into whether the president sought to obstruct justice in Mueller's investigation of possible Russian collusion with the 2016 Trump campaign for president. China has made a series of market-opening pledges over the past week, but analysts say the moves are unlikely to help Beijing and Washington take any steps toward resolving their differences or advance negotiations. Beijing has addressed a key concern of President Trump's, pledging to significantly cut 25% tariffs on automobile imports. Much of the tension between Beijing and Washington began when President Trump announced potential import tariffs on steel and aluminum. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.